Tonight's a big night, a light that drives out darkness, an ecumenical prayer service to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the death of the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. It's a big deal for sure for my next guest, Father John Ganey on the line. We'll call you Father G, doing great things on behalf of the Diocese of Grand Rapids. Good morning to you, Father G.
Good morning. How are you today?
Doing fine. Appreciate you. Better question is, how are you doing? We have a great evening planned, and thanks for the work that you do, along with the many partners that are preparing for this.
Right. It's a wonderful, I think it will be a wonderful evening. It's important, I believe, for us to at least be willing to look at and understand better, perhaps, after these 50 years, what Martin Luther King really helped us to understand about the importance of rights for everybody, civil rights. And so Bishop Wachowiak thought that it would be a good idea for us to commemorate this moment. And so we're doing it tonight at the cathedral at 6 p.m., hoping that we'll catch people as they're going home to stop by and pray with us, as well as all the people who are joining us from the various communities in the church communities in the Grand Rapids area.
Yes. Can you share a few of those who will, those clergy who may be in attendance?
Well, I think the, of course, Bishop Wachowiak will be there, and we have a new bishop in town. He is the Church of Jesus, of God in Christ, and that's the Reverend McMurray, and as I understand at least, a newly appointed bishop of Grand Rapids for the clergy community. So that's a very bright light all the way around for everybody.
Great.
And then we will also have Micah Edmondson. Pastor Micah is one of the few, in fact, we're thinking maybe will be the only person who has written a book about Martin Luther King living in Grand Rapids. And his work is the work of someone who has looked at Martin Luther King from the point of view of how does suffering help us to be redeemed, and how does suffering help our society be redeemed? So, and he is the major speaker. So I think it will be a very worthwhile opportunity for people in our Grand Rapids area to listen to somebody who really has a deep, deep understanding of Martin Luther King and his approach to God, which we often term as being theodicy. Wonderful word that theologians often use.
Yes. Is this an, well, it's certainly not an annual, but it is important to make sure that this 50 years of MLK is marked, and you do bring in senior pastors from a variety of ministries. Do you anticipate this touching our whole community?
Well, I would like to think that it would, and I think that the importance here is for us to recognize again what Martin Luther King Jr. Represented to the African American community, which is needless to say very important, but also to the whole nation and frankly to the world. You know, he obviously won the Peace Prize. He's somebody who believes in nonviolent action, and which seems to be kind of dwindling in our society as a way to stage protests. You know, we seem to think that the best way to deal with these things is with guns. And Martin Luther King Jr. was a real advocate of nonviolence. And from that point of view, it was, you know, a real disciple of Gandhi of India, who also used the same kind of nonviolent action to bring about the change in the government in India. So I think that it's important for people to remember that. And one of the ways to do that is to come and pray together, because when we pray together, we can move things that might not ordinarily move. And I think that's very important for us.
Thank you for that. Is this a family affair as well?
Oh, if you mean by family, is everybody going to, yeah, is anybody, yeah. We shouldn't bring the children. And whether it's grandma or grandpa or many of the generations in between, it really is. It's an event for all of us to come together and commemorate. because a man like Martin Luther King Jr. doesn't pass by our society very often. And it's too bad that we have to commemorate him in the sense of the time that he died. But it's real, and that's what we have to be aware of. And interestingly enough, on the 9th day of April, 50 years ago, was the day that he was buried. So we think it's very apropos, too, of the reality of our day-to-day lives.
Thank you for that. Details one more time for tonight, please.
Well, for tonight at 6 p.m. at the Cathedral of St. Andrew in downtown Grand Rapids, actually on Sheldon Boulevard. And the event will feature Bishop McMurray and Bishop Wachowiak and many of the church ministers, members of our own Catholic clergy, and from the community throughout Grand Rapids. So it's 6 p.m., and it will be tonight at the cathedral.
Thank you. Father John Ganey, on behalf of certainly the Diocese of Grand Rapids, you rector, Cathedral of St. Andrew, thanks for your good comments. Take care.
You're welcome.